Hello and welcome to another midweek message from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Dennis, and this message is for Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. Today is Ash Wednesday. I want to share with you a scripture from Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. Jesus and his disciples came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. Well, I know today, as I said, is Ash Wednesday, but I want to jump ahead for a moment to Jesus' entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. As Jesus was entering the city and the crowds were waving palm branches and shouting, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord," some of the Pharisees observing all this were offended by what they were hearing and told Jesus to tell his disciples to stop. And Jesus replied, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." Well, my Lenten midweek messages are going to focus on some of those shouting stones. As that final week leading up to Jesus' crucifixion and death unfolded, sadly, those closest to him fell silent. But there were others, everyday people, secret followers, at least one who was present at the crucifixion, who became these shouting stones. They stood by Jesus. They saw something in Jesus that even those closest to him did not see. The stories of most of these shouting stones are found in Mark's gospel. And today we begin with Bartimaeus, whose story is found in Mark 10. Jesus and his disciples were on the way up to Jerusalem. And as the story of Bartimaeus begins, they had reached Jericho. And although the story of Bartimaeus only takes 7 verses, there's so much going on in these verses, all kinds of little details that tell us something about Bartimaeus and Jesus himself. Things like the significance of the name Bartimaeus, which in Aramaic means son of the unclean, or the fact that Bartimaeus is the only person in Mark to call Jesus by name and identify him as the son of David, or that the son of the unclean is healed by the son of David, or the significance of Bartimaeus throwing aside his coat, probably his only worldly possession, when he goes to Jesus, as opposed to that rich young man who just a few verses earlier in Mark could not leave his possessions behind to follow Jesus, or that Bartimaeus followed Jesus on the way after he was healed. I want to highlight today 2 of those little details, the first being the significance of Jericho in the story. Mark says that as Jesus is leaving Jericho, he encounters someone who is shouting. Does that sound familiar? Does it remind you of another Bible story, maybe one from the book of Joshua, when the Israelites were instructed to march around the city of Jericho 7 times with the priests blowing the ram's horn, and on the last long blast, all the people were to shout as loud as they could, and the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. Here in Mark, we have another Israelite, a lone beggar, blind man named Bartimaeus, a son of the unclean, sitting outside the city wall of Jericho, shouting. Bartimaeus was a blind man in a culture that told him his blindness was a result of some sin in his life, that there was something he had done that had displeased God, so he was being punished. But when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was coming, he decided to take his future and put his future into the hands of the one he thought had the power to heal him. So he shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And each time he's told to be quiet, he shouts a little louder. When Jesus noticed him, Bartimaeus threw aside his coat and went to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Bartimaeus told him, "Rabbi, let me see again." Obviously, at some time earlier in his life, Bartimaeus could see, but had lost his sight and wanted to once more see blue skies, sunsets, and green grass. He wanted to look into another's eyes as he had once done. He wanted to get his life back. He wanted freedom from those who said his blindness was a result of sin, freedom from those who would confine him to the side of the road. "Go, your faith has healed you." And instantly he could see, and he followed Jesus on the way. Bartimaeus' shouting leads to the crumbling of a different kind of wall. This time it's a wall of stigma and marginalization that collapses. This time all the shouting leads to a restoration of freedom and peace. Salvation comes this time. A man is restored and he joins Jesus' band of followers on the way. In some ways, I think Bartimaeus' situation is one that can only be appreciated by someone who's been marginalized themselves, someone who has personally dealt with some sort of disability or has been the parent of a child with special needs. As a parent of a child with special needs, you'll do anything you can to offer that child an opportunity for a normal life, money, time, whatever it takes. As a parent who raised a child with special needs, I know. All those therapeutic horseback riding lessons and piano lessons, being her advocate in the schools for what we felt was most appropriate when others thought she just couldn't do it. Helping your child cope with those who bully and marginalized her because they just don't understand. All they could see is someone who was different, someone who was an easy target. Well, Bartimaeus grabbed the opportunity to change his situation, to experience healing from his disability, to break free from the poverty and ostracism that had consumed him, and to experience new life. Here's the second point I want to draw from the story. Bartimaeus took a big risk. He risked shouting out when others were telling him to be quiet. Bartimaeus had been marginalized, confined to begging along the side of the road, and he took tremendous risk to cry out to Jesus for mercy. He risked further marginalization. He risked rejection. He risked failure. But what did he have to lose? In Bartimaeus' world, there was a harsh distinction between those who were in and those who were out. And in spite of the risks, he saw in Jesus his way to freedom and new life. Jesus has secured our place with the Father. In Christ, we are free to be those who follow in the way of Jesus today, knowing that no matter how things go, we're God's forever children. Paul reminds us in Romans that we're saved by faith, not by works, not by our successes or accomplishments, but by grace. Just as our successes do not earn us a place in God's kingdom, neither do our failures disqualify us. Knowing that, we're free to risk, to try, and even fail, because it is Jesus who secures our place and our future. I think that's a big part of what Bartimaeus' story is all about. Knowing we are healed in Christ, freed from the power of sin and death, we can risk shouting out for Christ because we know that no matter what, we are secure in Christ. Sometimes we're tempted to keep silent, afraid we might be ridiculed or told to keep our voices down, lest someone will be offended. I like Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus shouted, and the more he was told to be quiet, the louder he shouted. No more silence, brothers and sisters. No more silence. Speak out for Jesus. Shout out. And yes, that's risky, and you might get told to be quiet. So what would you attempt? What great venture would you risk? What great effort would be worth it no matter the outcome? Are you willing to be a shouting stone for Jesus in a world that increasingly doesn't want to hear? Bartimaeus won't be quiet. Even though people tell him to, he won't. He just shouts louder. Because of Jesus, we are free to risk, to serve, to help, to care, to try, to struggle, and to love, just as God has loved us. In Jesus, we are free from our past, free from fear, free from old hurts and mistakes. That's the good news that Bartimaeus claimed. That's what Bartimaeus' story really is about, freedom. Paul said that God gave him the courage to declare the good news boldly in spite of great opposition. So, will you take the risk? Will you summon the courage to be one of those shouting stones for Jesus? The world will often tell you to be quiet, but don't. Just shout a little louder. Let's pray. God, thank you for the freedom I know in Christ. In that freedom, empower me to risk for him. Help me to be one of those shouting stones. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good week, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning. God bless.